Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to have our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. And all of her books are there. You can see all of them there, including how to find her new book, Smooth Failing, the living ebook that very, very avant-garde, very ingenious way to write a book. And Barbara's just the kind of person to do that, so I encourage you to check that out. Barbara, thanks again for being here. And I know you've got a couple more things that the House is working on, the House of Representatives is working on from a tax standpoint, but are there any dates coming up? We've got the corporate extension will be up in September. The personal will be up.
Way before then, the end of this month, on July 31st, if you have a qualified retirement plan, like a 401k or a profit-sharing plan, you have to file your annual report with the Department of Labor. Mostly you do it online. And I'll tell you, one of the things that you don't have to do it if you have a SEP or a simple IRA. So those plans are exempt. You don't have to do it. And there are certain exemptions if you have small assets, few participants, there are certain exemptions. But check out and see if you have to file. For example, if you're terminating your plan, maybe you're ending one plan to start another, regardless of any other exemptions, you have to file. So you want to do that. And also, anybody who has a ROBS, a rollover as a business ownership plan, some people started their companies using their 401k money. If they have that, you have to file annually, even though you're the only participant and you don't have many assets in the plan.
Right.
Be sure to file so you avoid penalties. It's just an information return. You don't have to pay anything.
Can you do it online?
You do it on, yeah, it is electronic filing for this.
So what do they look for? Of course they should know by now, but
it's in the 5500 series. The specific form depends on the kind of plan you have.
Okay, so check that out. And then you've got the September 15th is your extension for your corporate return, and then October 15th is extension for your personal return. So you got to get that going.
And estimated taxes due September 15th. Your third installment of your 2014 estimated taxes are due on September 14th.
It's always something, as Rosanna said.
Never a dull moment here in the tax world.
So what about, what are some other things that the House is working on
The House did two really good things. We have, first, you're expensing the Section 179 deduction, which allows you to write off a set dollar amount, up to a set dollar amount for buying equipment and machinery. And then we have another write-off for buying equipment and machinery called bonus depreciation, a set percentage of the cost. And you can use these breaks together if you buy a lot. Now, the first year expensing was supposed to drop from $500,000 limit in 2013 to $25,000.
Right.
This year, the House voted to make the $500,000 limit permanent. So that's really good.
That's
big. Finally, since 1958, this break has been in the law and been changed and up and down and sideways. So finally, after
when you and I first started reporting on it, it was like $15,000 or something like that.
You're absolutely right. So now $500,000. The bonus depreciation was a measure that came into the law after 9/11, and it's been 30%, 50%, 100%. Last year it was 50%. This year it's set to be zero. Again, the House voted to make the 50% limit permanent.
But as of right now, it's zero, right?
As of right now, it's zero. So,
and the House,
do you go out and buy machinery or not? I don't know.
You don't know.
Once again,
folks, they wonder why people aren't spending money. It's because Congress is sitting on these kinds of things. Well, and two things now, Barbara, is will the Senate pass this? And if they do, will the President sign it?
That's right. Those are two biggies. And you know what? From a small
No, they don't seem like they're in a hurry either, though, do they?
Nope, they don't. But I hope Congress comes to their senses and acts.
Where's the urgency out there in Washington, D.C., folks? And these are things that are hurting small business owners, and if it's hurting small business owners, it's hurting the economy. No wonder we had a negative 3-point growth in first quarter. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Barbara Welkman, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of her name, and you'll find some really important stuff that you need to know in your small business. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.